Prepare your heart. The Holy Spirit wants to move on to write within that book. You know, your heart is a book of the Holy Spirit. And your mind. Your inner man. According to what he reveals, what he does in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, when he promised in Jeremiah 31:31
and to 34,
he is going to make a new covenant with us.
And
this time he changed the laws from the stones
to
write them within our hearts, in our inner man.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now we request you give him that place of your mind and your understanding and your heart and your inner man.
And
prepare well that he can write within them. For
it is
fixed in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
And
he said that he doesn't write with ink, but with the Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is ready to write the words of the Holy Scriptures, and he feels joy after writing them within you.
But
when it reaches a moment and they're asking you, get from that he wrote within you and give them. To come to pass what is in Matthew 10. But don't worry when they will ask you. For the Spirit will get from those and give you to answer them back. Get from what is of the Father to be in you. And it begins to pass through your mouth to answer the question you. Now let's accept any time we begin to fellowship, to study in the knowledge of God and in all prayer. Let's accept our hearts to always be prepared well in our minds, that they are one, that the Holy Spirit who can write.
And
on the same side, we are going to request you to do your part of writing down. For he speaks in Romans chapter
8,
26 to down, that he bears our weakness.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus. He is going to write within your mind, in your inner parts, in your heart. But he is not going to write in your book, for you can do that yourself.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise
so
Jesus. Now you two have your book,
Bible,
your Bible,
nekaramu yo,
and your pen,
osoburo
that you can be writing.
Agenda kuyambako organizinga. Ngabo organizinga muto kwa agenda kuwa
wanubu. He is going to help you organize. As he organizes in your mind, that's the same he's going to do in your book.
Nakati kuagama nchimuna ina ibitabu sabi tukambu.
Now you said, didn't go this.
Wanuwaruo. Abayigiriza okuwandika n'okusoma Oluganda n'Oluzungu.
Teaching class of Luganda and English.
Kubanga tetusobola fula abantu bayigirizwa nga ate abamu tebamanyi kusoma abalala tebamanyi kuwandika.
For we can't make people disciples when others don't know to write, neither even to read.
Naye nga kye kiragiro kya Mukama waffe Yesu.
It's the command of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bw'ayogera nga asinziira mu Matayo 28.
When he speaks basic in Matthew
28:18-20.
Go make all nations disciples. After that, baptize them.
Enter
the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teach them all that I commanded you. Now, the word making people disciples, they too must be able to write and to read.
Now,
as the church, we help that part freely. You learn how to write and read.
And
then you'll be able to teach even others.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to be moving on. To study what came from the journey of heaven. What was moved through the Bible for 7 years? From 2005-2011. And we see the schemes that the devil onto God and onto his church. Praise Jesus.
And
the Spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness. From the Spirit of the devil, from its works of unrighteousness. We have been seeing many things. Reaching to separate the seal of God and that of the devil. And we saw the seal of God which comes out
3 for 7.
3 for 7. Those are the 7 spirits of the Lord. And that's the Father. It is the Son. And the Holy Spirit. That's the anointing which fills within us. As the bridegroom will come back, and we have oil within our lamp. For our lamb, that is our spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when it's filled in that oil, the Lord will find us when we are awake.
Now,
we saw the 7 spirits contending with the 6 twisted spirits of the devils. For we understood it was a cherubim who was anointed. But when the Spirit of the Lord was branched from him, and we saw how we remained with the 6 spirits which were cast, that we passed through all that, we came to know that it was the 3rd cherubim among the ones we still see right there. And because it was the 3rd cherubim, that's where the 666 he has comes from. And he wanted so much to sit in the throne of the Father. And he got Jezebel to sit in the throne of Christ. And he got the false prophets to move on sitting in the throne of the Holy Spirit. They too will fulfill their prophecies and their trinity.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we've seen those things. And the 6, we saw how the devil makes it. We are moving on to see the 2nd 6 of which Jezebel is responsible. We've seen many things on this.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Reaching of seeing the 7 heads upon the beast. The beast known as the kingdom of the devil, on which Jezebel sits. And we moved on to see the 10 horns. And we still getting the explain of those 2 words. The 7 heads on which the adulteress sits on, and the 10 horns.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After we finish that, we shall move on to see the 6 of which the false prophet is responsible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I want to continue with what we ended up with yesterday. And we explained of the 10 horns and the 7 heads on the beast. Praise Jesus so much. The main heading we are going to look unto today is to see how the 10 major fallen angels, whom we know as the 10 horns, they will put in place 10 kings on this world. They divided the universe.
Oh,
what we know as the heaven and its fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we want to see how the 10 horns moved on to share these 10 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we shall see the one who was given responsibility to take over the universe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that, you're going to know why one planet is called Mercury.
Expect
you were with us yesterday, you understood that.
Here
they continue to make people lost and strengthened number 666. That you see as planet Venus. Those are not their real names.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
their names of those 10 major fallen angels.
They
moved on and divided in those groups.
Each one has 1.7
trillion
fallen angels
working behind one.
And
these right now are working with Jezebel.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Now we are moving on to be explained of them. After seeing them through what is called the Lord of the Rings, we saw that yesterday, the Lord of the Ring. But we have to be explained the way.
But 10 major fallen angels.
The 10 major fallen angels.
What
they known as the 10 horns.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Universe.
How they shared the universe.
Planet 10.
And that's where they also find the 10 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
And you continue to get the light. But as you see all this, this fulfills what is in Revelations. Revelations 11. Let's read from verse 1. Revelations 11 from verse 1.
Nempebo olumuli olufanana ng'omuggo. Malaika nayogera nti golokoka. Ogere yekalu ya Katonda. Necho abasinzizamu. Nechoto n'abasinzizamu. N'olujjo oluli ebweru wa yekalu. Luleke ebweru. Soto lugera.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The outer court within the temple of the Lord. Leave it aside, don't measure it. Who knows where this temple is? Hebrews 12, 22 tells you, we will come you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Now they measured Jerusalem, which is known as the first heaven. Even angels worshipping in it, they are counted very well. In Revelation 5:11, it gave us the number of those angels, the holy angels,
100
trillion of holy angels, and the saints were first written in the book of life. They too were given us. It's Revelation 7. From verses 1 and 5.
But
after they measured the ones in the room above, they told them, leave out the outer courts. What is that outer court? The Bible speaks of the outer courts.
It
uses what we call the fourth heaven, or the last created heaven. What is known as the rim below. It's called the outer court.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on now concerning the outer court.
Kubikulirwe sura ya 10 nemonyo lw'okubiri. N'olujjo luli ebweru wa yekalu luleke ebweru. Soto lugera. Kubanga lwaweebwa abamawanga. N'ekibuga ekitukuvu bali kirinyirira emyezi 42.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Orujoro,
this outer court,
orumanyidwa nga ekitundu ekyawansi,
what is known as the rim below,
manyidwa nga kulwerya sembayo
kutondebwa, known as the last created heaven,
kulwerya okuna,
the fourth heaven,
omusinga nibo bakabaka bwe munye,
in which we find the kingdom of the stars,
wamo amagombe,
together with hell, and the sun and the moon, together with the 10 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are given the Gentiles. Gentiles in the kingdom of heaven, who are these?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
Gentiles are the people who are not led by God's Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
they who trample.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Are the fallen angels. And this is in Revelation 12. From verse 7. Moving down to 17. We shall hear them being chased from heaven. And they get down these ends. And they come to wage a very serious war.
And
they will hold on God's commands. And they holding on the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
So
now they are trampling this outer court.
era nga mwe basinzira okuvuola ekibuga kya
katonda
Yerusalemu era nga kiggibwawo mu magezi
g'abantuvuola
tetumanyi abantu abasinga tebamanyi kikiddako bw'oyita mu ggulu eryo
ekyekiriwaggulu
ensonga lwaki ogenda kuba oyongera owulire engeri bamalayika bano ekkumi abakulu
betugisa
amayembe
ekkumi
agakola wamu ne Jezebeli engeri gye bagenze nga bagabanamu
yuniverse
era n'okukakasa abantu
nti
ebyaddala mu butuufu teriyo ggulu ate lisukaawo era ebiseera byonna ebisinga ffe tuba tumanyi nti awo lyeggulu
awo wetugenda
mpozi n'okukola ebuvuyo obulala
to make another chaos.
Nga bwe muwulira nti batandise okuzimba ebibuga nga ku munyeenye.
They have begun to build cities on the stars.
Waliwo ezizimbiddwa ku zi planet season ez'enjawulo.
Cities on different planets.
Abagezaako okukulaga tiri bulamu bulala.
And try to show there's no any other life.
Okusinda kuba 10 fallen angels bano abakulu.
These 10 major fallen angels.
Kuliko gwe bayita Pluto.
Is the one they call Pluto.
Mumugirabanga planet
one. You see it as a planet right here.
Planet ya mwenda.
Planet is the 9th planet.
Naye oyo.
But this fallen angel.
Oyo bagamba yavunanyizibwa ku underground.
They say he's the one responsible of the underground.
Kimanyiddwa nga purgatory.
The one which is known as purgatory.
Era nga mbono ye judge after life.
And this is the judge who judges after life.
Bagezi hapo kulaga waguru isi tete iyo kintu kyona.
Ebintu biwano. There is nothing. Things are around here.
Kubanga bano betwala okuba ba Katonda.
For they take themselves to be gods. Understood why we say they trample everything which is up there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The information about messages
they have released these days. They show that the city, the angels are still building it up today.
But
Jerusalem of heaven, the real one, was built by God himself, not by angels. Abraham who thought the same city. According to Hebrews 11, verses 8 to 16, Abraham who thought for that city. Look at Hebrews 12:22.
They
will come here in the city which was already finished to build. In the same way, we can say that Jesus proved us this in John 14. When he spoke in his father's house of many mansions, if it wasn't that, he wasn't to tell us. Like he speaks in John 14. Praise Jesus. These are trampled everything. Just as you last heard, they entered and began churches. The fallen angels. Like we first heard. As we are explained of the 7 heads. Remember to go see the 10 horns. We had so far seen 2 heads. The head of the false church system. Which has 4 major fallen angels in charge of that. The head of the spiritual wickedness or sorcery, which we call issues of the clans. As we are there, because
we
saw a head concerning clans and demons, we looked and knew that fallen angels, they are the ones who used to appear and call themselves demons of your late relatives, and to call themselves gods over clans. It caused us to enter see they who hated them. And we saw the
10
major fallen angels, or the 10 horns. That's what we told you of.
Have to
go see all the 7 heads and finish them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
There
is still a political head
of
the mountain of the beast.
They
a person on that and they never consider going back to heaven. There is the economic head. There is the one of the social relations.
Where
they gave you a village where you originate from.
But
you came from heaven and you forgot that. And they gave you your totems right there. You see that in the
city. Games and sports.
You see the head of games and sports. In that you'll see different types of sorcery. Where there are the red devils, where you sell your hearts and you pray the matatu game, they ask you for heart and you give it in the matatu game. The drama is out there in the
game.
We shall see the head concerning the healthy sector, how they captured the healthy. But we still move on to see concerning the 10 horns
or the 10 major fallen angels,
how they divided themselves the universe. They divided the 10 planets among themselves, even everything within that heaven. What you see, the bluish heaven
up there.
And they base that to show there's nothing else beyond that. That's where they two end.
Remember,
in the real heaven, they were chased from there. They want to prove to humanity there is nothing like heaven up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why even most Bibles, they remove the word heaven.
Sky, firmament,
one sky, firmament, space, and things like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Maybe some of you even have such Bibles.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they say,
after
trampling all good things, let's read Revelations 11. We want to begin.
And
we begin where we ended yesterday. Revelations 11:2.
Nange ndibawa abajulirwa bange babiri. Era baliragulira ennaku 10 mu 2 mu nkaaga nga bambadde bibukutu. Abo gy'emiseyituuni 2 n'ettabaazi 2 eziyimirira mu maaso ga Mukama ow'ensi.
Nti nga bamaze okuvuunika ebintu byonna, babinyoddenyodde, balinyiridde buli kimu, Katonda yalina okusindika abajulirwa abo
babiri.
Wabula bw'annyonnyola abajulirwa abo babiri,
aboogerako
ng'ebizayituuni
ebiri
oba ebikondi by'ettaala
ebibiri.
Naye mu Zakariya 4:4 Bayibuli eboogerako ng'abaana ab'amafuta.
Speaks of them as sons of the anointing.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now we were kerubi ababiri abasigarawo.
Those are the two cherubims who remain.
We were many songas in those.
They want to know all these issues.
Ati chebakora.
Now what they do?
Basendi anointment eva kubakerubi ababiri.
They sent the anointing for the two cherubims.
We miyongu sangunga jukubisidwa mumirundi.
And there are 7 spirits multiplied by 2.
Ukuleta ubujulizi obukirawo.
Bring witness which is beyond.
We kugamanti agase bikura abatume ne
bachi. To say join the acts of the apostles and the prophets.
Ukuleta amazima agasinga ko
bring beyond what has ever been known under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Things you hear as a witness, do not be surprised.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I want to lighten more. As we go to see these schemes, how they share these planets. What you know that the names named after these planets, those are not the names God gave them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So
much.
For God,
all
things give them names each by one. Even all stars, though there are very many, He God had given them names. And according to Psalms,
Psalms 147:4,
He tells us this.
Psalms 147:4. Abale munyenye omwendo gwazo, azituma zonna amannya gaazo. Mukama waffe mukulu, era obuyinza bwe bw'amaanyi.
You hear what happens?
Katonda omulamu,
the living God.
Tewali kintu kiri mu bbanga ky'atatuuma linnya.
In the space which never named.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Emunyenye zonna yazibala.
All the stars, he counted them.
Newankubadde nga ziri mu 10 na 10.
Though they're in 2000s upon 1000s.
Ziri mu trillions.
They're in trillions of stars.
Naye zonna yazibala.
But he counted all of them.
Ade buli emu n'agituuma erinnya.
And each one was named.
Kitegeeza planet 10 tayinza kubanga nazo teyazituuma.
Means the 10 planets, he must also have named them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God named them. Remember one thing. God sometimes retains some things, like names of the stars. For he receives some stars in groups. After naming them, he puts them in different groups. That they he calls Orions, which we see in Job.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Job 38
speaks of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But Yamanya Salwa gets
he decided to retain his names as he knew. That the con men, the fallen angels, they will come out and claim ownership over them, and they will name them after their name. He retained these names in secret to himself. That they will first name after themselves, and God will come out, bring out the real names.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In this moment, we expect him to give us names of everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Nothing he never named.
To
know the star each by name, he can do that for you.
For
he named them ever since he created them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You hear the new names they have named them.
Those
names are not their real names. But there's a plan of the devil moving on. Of wiping and blotting God in the minds of people. That they forget and never think of his existence.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
you start the world of darkness in the journey of heaven, understand this well. This world where the devil has put the darkness of ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
I can move on to tell you. Let's read brief in Job.
We
see some of the names of the stars in their groups. It means after the groups, he gives each star a name.
So
understand that more in creation. When we shall see creation,
it
will discover names of everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Job
38. Let's see verse 30 and to 31.
Yobu sura ya satu mumu nana ulinyolu asatu.
Job 38 from verse 30.
Amazi gaku ekebwa, ngagaku ekedua na mainja. Ne kunguru kubuziba ngakukute. Oyinzo kusibe chikukuru cha kakaaga. Owo kusumulu lorukoba, olwe ntunga lugoye. Oyinzo kufuru miemunye enye mutuko zazo. Obo inzo kurungamia na avaliyo, na avanave.
Eyo. Uganda
is not broad or clear.
I know the Zungu and Sumeri.
English version. Let's begin verse 30 to 31.
Can you bind the cluster of the
Bano Orions zibera munyenye nga ziri mu bibinja.
The Orions are stars which are within groups.
Naye nga tosobola kubaawukanya.
But you cannot separate them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Naye bwayingira mu nyurasa mwe biri agamba
bwati. In Genesis 32 he says this.
Can you bring out Mazarot in this season?
Wali batugambe ziba munyenye.
They are Luganda. In the Luganda these are stars.
Naye nazo ziri mu group.
But they too are in groups.
Nabaziita Mazarot.
And they are they called Mazarot.
How can you bring the great beer with it?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So,
now we thank God
that this is
at least you can know that there are groups of the stars. But they told you each star
God
named it a specific name.
Read
in Luganda, verse 30, 31.
Job 38,
verse 31.
Oyinza okusiba ekikukulu kya kakaaga oba okusumulula olukoba olw'entunga lugoye. Oyinza okufulumya emmunyeenye mu ntuuko zaazo oba oyinza okulungamya n'abaliyo n'abaana be. Omanye ebiragiro by'omu ggulu. Oyinza okunyweza okufuga kwalyo mu nsi
nti buli ali emmunyeenye mu bbango
zirina
nazo ebiragiro
ezitambulira.
Which
they move by.
Yes, he was. Praise Jesus. I think I watched the Gira continent.
And we understood that they too are living. Just as the planets are living.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The problem we found ourselves with that the devils to come out and claim those stars and the planets.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I think I found the
we human beings know nothing. For you, even to find a planet called Mars, did you?
You may have thought perhaps
it's the name God gave it.
Anytime
you speak Mars, you're speaking a specific God in the fallen angels.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We
are not going to take away those names. We are going to first leave them. Because it's common within the people.
But
we have to tell them the truth upon them. Though you know it like that. But it means this.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why when God was breathing this world,
he
called the world the dry land. And we know that this planet where we are, the planet Earth, it's the only planet God named. And he called it the habitable Earth. Or the planet Earth.
And
they never claimed its name. But they tried to attach it to a specific Jezebel to give it to her.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why that name within Proverbs 8:31. He tells us this. Proverbs 8:31. This world earth, we call it a habitable earth. The other nine planets, there two are there. But this planet was named as the habitable earth. Planet Earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
His
name is clear within the Bible. Even the others are
there.
But in wisdom,
we are
not going to first bring those names
out. We are
not going to contend with flesh with flesh.
Preaching
when people realize that the names upon planets are not the real names of the planets.
For
another one, about that, those are the names. And we have to first leave them in place. Even when you teach, don't contradict the names of the planets. Speak the ones there. For they will go out and search to see and prove.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember the scientists, what they know of is the little.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
God is the one who has the fullness of everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But if we know
now we have to be very careful.
The
generation moving on to be corrupted.
The
things you see here are all the images here.
It's
the journey of heaven.
Bible.
Move through the Bible. It means what we've put everything here is within the Bible.
That we and
we have to move on to lighten them to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
are people who want to totally change the gospel of God. Now, Bible will tell you something different. And science too spoke something different. And let me tell you, many times science and God, they have contradicted each other.
We
speak the science of this world. They have gotten very different. God will tell you his hand put in place the heaven and earth.
Science
will tell you it happened by evolution. You hear those differences?
Evolution. I don't know.
God says no. My hand.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Now we take for
who?
We who believe the living God.
He
who was before scientists existed. We have to believe the things of God. For scientists go and pass away like that. And others come like that. All begin without wisdom.
Okay.
God puts wisdom in their hearts and their minds. And they claim to be wiser African gods.
Kakati ensonga zino.
Now these issues.
Kwasembayo juzi nga twolekedde okwongedde okutegeera.
Last time we ended when we moved on to understand. Tiyomu
kuba major foreign angel abakulu.
One of the major fallen angels.
Ubaba ten horns.
Or the ten horns.
Yaitibwa Mature.
Is the one called Mature.
Era nga bino twabirabye.
And we saw this yesterday.
Wandika ekigambo planet Mature.
You write the word planet Mature.
Newebuze ekibuzo ani Mature.
And you ask yourself a question, who is Mature?
Umanotekawo planet Mature.
When you put planet Mature.
Line yokubi niwebuza Mature yani.
The second line asks, who is Mature?
Ono yomukuba major foreign angel.
He's one of the major fallen angels.
Bariye kumi.
Among the ten.
Waba ten horns.
All the ten horns.
No.
This one.
Wakubisegere munyo.
Is.
Ne Jezebel.
So close to Jezebel.
Waburangagana amanya bagakoleramu.
But these names, they work through them.
Oluvanyuma lwabanabo abasibwe kumi abaali bakola ne Sitaani.
After their major fallen angels who were working with the devil were imprisoned.
Mujjukira nga twabirabyeko jjo.
You remember we saw this yesterday.
The Sitaani bamusiba.
That the devil was imprisoned.
Ne bameje kumi byali akola nabo.
The ten majors he was working with.
Waba ten horns byali akola nabo.
Ten horns he was working with.
Ne nambe yabamu.
And the number of the fallen angels.
Obuyinza twalabanga babu wa Jezebel.
The authority was given to Jezebel.
Lord of the Rings.
Which we knew what is called as the Lord of the Rings.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That one elected new major fallen angels.
It's
where we saw the beast with ten horns. Just as the olden serpent had ten horns.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, but the fallen angels come here.
Now, the ten fallen angels today who are existing.
They
operate in the names of the other majors.
These
ones we have heirs of the others.
They are
called Illuminati. They are invisible. They claim to be wise and they claim to have light.
Is
the one they call Jupiter.
Father of light.
Sometimes it's called the father of lights.
Here
we see them as planets. But the truth is not that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Now let's move on. We are going to repeat back a little. Let's begin with Mature himself.
Planet Mature.
Planet Mature.
Mature.
Ask ourselves the question, who is Mature? Even if you want, when you go back, log on Google, and put in a question, who is Mature? They will update you everything concerning Mature.
The
God of the Romans and the Greek. Let's read and hear this. Let's read on that paper.
The
paper we are reading from,
it
proves that what God tells you within the Bible. That these men trample the world and change things totally.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read and hear.
Mature is the ancient Roman god of shopkeepers.
Wabachi? Wabakuma maduka.
Katonda wa Roma, eliaba wabakuma maduka.
It's
what they say, they put a demonic spirit on a shop. You can reach when you're going to steal from that shop and you find something there. Or you find a lion is lowering along the shop you've gone to. That's the one who steals money from others. That Mature is a major
fallen angel.
Among the fallen angels.
Iranga 1.7.
And behind him he has 1.7
trillion fallen angels.
He has 1.7 trillion fallen angels. That's the one you say, let me go buy a horn spirit to make money for me. The word horn, the Luganda language is clear, it brings it out clear.
Horn.
It tells you clear horn. That is the horn. That you understand it's a fallen angel. What else does Mature do?
God of merchants.
Business, you reach to get mad and you forget God. Remember all these ones. They fulfill the works of Jezebel.
Revelation 17:18.
In the merchants and messes
them up.
In worshiping devils. Praise Jesus so much. Now in business, be very careful. For others do business and wish to forget God.
You
warn them in Jacob and in James, he said, don't claim I'll do business tomorrow, go and come back. Wake up in the day, say, if God wills, I have gone to do business and I will come back. Others said, sure deal. We are going to make our merchant's business and work through.
Mm-hmm.
What else does Machure do?
Love travelers.
These
two people were travelers. They pass on the waters
Urukaru.
In the dry land. This Machure is in charge. They make you travel without knowing how you've moved. This can call you in a shrine in that moment and you reach there and they capture your spirit, take it to the shrine, or they call you in the water within basin in the shrine and they call you. Why do you do this to our messenger?
Trouble
our message whom we serve. You pray for what? And they find you pray what you don't understand. They pull your spirit, take it to the shrine. They are men. We shall speak of them. They are in this world. And in Uganda we have one. Those are always moving within the space.
Mature
are the ones involved in moving there. They usually spy out to see who has been sent an angel from the rim above. Like you see in Daniel 10, where they captured Gabriel. And principalities arrested him 21 days.
They are
always spying to see no one gets updates from heaven. If they discover you got them, they have to look a way of deleting those messages. At least they take others and they show them other things. And you, traveler, or you say, I went to heaven. Be careful and lies the heaven they took you into. Can travel you to a specific place and they fake a message and they tell you that is the heaven and they bring you back to the body and you say, I died for 3 days. Careful what you saw as it witnesses in the Bible or not. Many have been taken and they saw that they are still building in heaven. And they have put in a brick the angels. Even some structures, they have grown weeds within them. And
there
are chicken structures in the heaven. They were not so righteous where they resided. Those are messages from the mature. They are the ones doing this.
This
the one they made to fly went to the space. And he said God has sent him to move all nations. I think you remember that one. Now she's even an old woman. She began what? Bethel.
Bethel.
She began that ministry. Ask her what she saw in heaven. If you want to prove, go back in the Bible, read of them who went to heaven in the Bible, and what they saw in heaven. If you see Apostle Paul,
he
goes to the third heaven and saw the garden of God there. But you see, you went to heaven. As I was there, I was taken. Something came, picked me. You know you're going to knock the mature. These gods of the Romans and the Greek. What else do they do?
God of transporters.
These
are transporters. That's why you have to be very careful.
The
they can even make you get lost on the sea.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
if you are moving, be careful,
you
can get lost in the space and you never appear again. Aeroplane get lost and you can't find where it got lost from. They work on transporters. They can get the car from the ocean and
they bring it
to your home and it's not been driven on the road. These days,
they
work so much with different groups of the musicians. And this
is
a car which can disappear. It has been moving and it disappears.
Or
you hear a car is sounding outside. And you don't see it. When you go under the ocean, as Ezekiel 27 says, you reach there, they tell you, go home, we are going to bring your car, even your money. What you do, put us in a room where we shall meet. And leave the garage open.
You'll
find your car in midnight, as it's in your garage.
And
find a big horn car in your garage. You've gotten a big horn.
And
most of the people in the company of the cars are
developing.
What have they not put in their system? That's why the other man of miracle is saying, the Illuminatis are in everything. But they are invisible.
And
he doesn't know them, he has never met them, that means. But because he was joined and enrolled into it, these they are recruits, juniors. He too has never seen them. He is praising what doesn't know how it appears. If you'll see them, I don't know what he will do. For they who sit with them are very honorable people. They are the ones who sit with the real Illuminatis. Where they sit, there is a lot of worshiping devils. Those people of the Bohemian Grove and the Illuminati film
watch
how they are doing their worshiping of
those people.
Those you see them where they're naked, those ones. These leaders of Uganda, they don't appear in such groupings. Those are low, low, low levels. Those pastors of Uganda are not in those groups. Those suck from the ones who future in those gatherings. Honorable people you never expect.
But
the ones there, they are meeting with these Illuminatis.
Or the ten horns.
Or to see of the messages in those
foreign angels.
They have told us what else they do.
God of thieves.
He
is the God of the thieves. Mercury is also the God of the thieves. He is the one who familiarizes our planet. That it is his. And he created it himself. That's what he claims. He is the God of the thieves. You steal and they can never arrest you. You'll go, they have given you herbs for the thieves. Those herbs are just attachments. But they have given you a horn or a spirit or a fallen angel from the group of Maturay. They shoot you and bullets melt. They can't hit you. But when it gets out of you and they are tired of you, when the days of the thief are finished, not that they finish. Not that those days are 40.
Or
they didn't give a sacrifice to protect you. They have forsaken you.
And
God pushes it to happen. The God of the thieves. A thief is not aware.
Maturin
is the one who knows everything, what they are to steal, where it is. Mature are the professionals in picking money.
Okugamba nti ziriko mulandira gwakibi.
You say that is the root of all evil.
Bebasinga nnyo okutuula ku kintu
ekyo. The ones who sat majorly on that agenda.
Okyawala n'owulira sende nga zigamba ziri mu nsawo y'omuntu. Tunulamu okwolabe.
Look in the pocket of someone.
Kibira mulabika mulimu ku maali.
Maybe there is money there.
Ziba zogera.
It speaks.
Okusinira ku spell wa maturity
zibateeka. I put the spell the maturity put upon it.
Ate buli kibinja kyaba 10 horns zibano buli kibinja kyako kyateeka ku
group of the 10 horns put.
Kyateeka ko kye tuita spells.
Put spells upon money.
Ezibera zogera.
Which speak with the people.
Nga zikulagira okukola ebibi.
And they commanded to do evil.
Era oluzifuna.
And when you get the
money.
If you have no word of God, you can't remain the same.
Ziteeka okubaako bye zikugamba.
It must be speaking with you.
Ate zigenda ziwamba mpona bwe zirinnye enkanda.
Captures you climbing levels.
God of tricksters.
Hey, but tricksters mbawulira.
Tricksters.
The magicians.
The magicians.
Bano bampita mu chupa.
These ones they pass through the bottle.
Simanyi ntula ku chupa.
Simanyi ziwala mpako. The bottle and they walk on the wire, those people.
Bano ngaya chupa.
These chewing bottles. They chew a bottle and swallow it. And they
keep
out the tongue as not having any injuries. These ones I lay eggs. Needles. That is mature with these people. Don't be surprised the world is appearing like that. If you didn't know how it happens, if you
know
someone doing those things, don't think again they have a talent. If you began to desire what is not right, maybe how does he do it?
Musajja yengene box ne mate mu mutwe
ate
na maana abira mulamu
and he lived again.
Banakatemba bali mu group
we actors in those groups.
Ba machu le bavuna zibwa
in charge of those groups.
Mano ba machu le katonda we wa
God
wa Roma
of the Romans.
Ono yatekesawo ebintu bannange.
He is putting place many things.
Ebyewuunyisa. Ate omuntu bw'aba teyeegendereza yeekanga abyegombera.
Human beings not careful, they find themselves admiring those things.
Abafuusa.
They is magicians.
Nuwulira ngu oyagala kufuusa.
They feel they want to do magic.
Olina okuba ng'oli possessed.
You must be possessed to do that.
Bino mbu nywa gundi osinga omusajja alya katoni y'eŋŋaano nga bakikubyemu capati.
Eating a carton of flour.
Kira abiri ezo ezakawunga aziridde zonna.
20 kilos of posho he has eaten them himself.
Kati enensi tetwagale kubeerera ekyama.
This world shouldn't be a secret to you.
Olina okumanya ebigirimu.
You must know what's within the world.
Engeri gy'ogenda okwerwanako.
How you're going to fight on yourself.
Babeera mu ssabo ne bafuusa buli kintu
kyonna. They're in a shrine and they do magic of everything.
And
they play you.
Maybe sing at Wabida.
You must be saw them yesterday.
Machule is commonly known as the messenger of gods.
This
is a messenger, moves information quick.
If you
know the group where Machule came from. Among the fallen angels. You know, a third of the angels. It means what? There are seven groups of angels.
But
from three groups, angels fell from three groups. The Michael,
Gabriel,
Michael out of warfare, Gabriel are for message. And the ones of counsel, of the measurements.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. But you will discover it.
Their,
the clothing they use. But they no more have those horses of the angels. After they being destroyed from them.
Now,
they use specific colors as the groups they came from used cloth. The Gabriels, they were always on the white horse.
Now you'll
find the red devils.
Then
the Michaels in heaven, they were in
white.
They walk in the white horse. Now they will fall from that group. They love so much white color.
And you
find the prophet claiming he clothes only white. God told him to clothe white.
Then they
came from the group of angels of counsel of the seasons and times.
They are
on the black horses.
You'll
find the black devils.
They are
clothing black.
Others
change and they say
black and red.
Black and red. That's why sometimes we tell you be careful of those colors. If you clothe them, you have prayed well for yourself. They may think you're one of their colleagues. Let's move on to see planet Venus.
I
expect God will help us. We finish all of them today. We have planet Venus.
Then once Gambia and Venus.
Down they say, write a word, who is Venus? And they tell us who is Venus now.
In the Roman mythology, religions, culture and traditions.
Roman mythology,
that the Roman mythology means what concerns religions, their culture, and their traditions. They explain about her like that.
Venus was the goddess of love.
Goddess of love.
Oria Katonda wa omukwano.
I don't know what.
The goddess of love. Now,
love muita blind.
You've moved in marriage calling love blind. Venus is the one who created blind love. The real love is God himself.
He's
never been blind.
The goddess of love
created that.
And
she explained that love is blind.
And
they move on to abuse the Lord.
But
we know that God himself is love.
That
he speaks in 1 John.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now be very careful. You will say that love has no color. And it keeps changing. That's why you're in families every time you're changing, never step
out.
You've been happy today, tomorrow you're not happy.
Because love has no color.
Because the love has no color there.
It has to change the color every time.
It has to keep changing color. What else does Venus do?
Venus is the goddess of sex.
Beings of sex, Venus is a god over that. Which nation was that?
France. France.
They put an official a day of sex public.
About the France?
Was it France?
That
day is a major day in the French.
You
can be on the road and you begin. They went back to their Sodom and Gomorrah.
Venus
messed up things of sex, changed men to men and women to women. You know, in the Romans, Romans 1. Venus is the one who put in place homosexuality in
Revisibians.
Before we read what concerns him, let's briefly go to Romans and we see what she does. And if you search where homosexuality began from, begin to beat Venus and a group of fallen angels, and you attack very well. This falls in the human
head,
and they see their fellow woman and her husband.
So, if
the woman begins to walk like a man, what's wrong with her? And you find a command.
Careful,
a very soft woman.
You know,
acting like a woman. look at this one. Now, don't be surprised. Venus himself, small God
we have
given, this fallen angel, began things of both things, homosexuality, of the
conversations,
that priests will be alone, that they can do it to themselves. Even the nuns be in their convent prison, do things to themselves. Romans 1, let's begin from verse 21. Romans 1 from verse 21.
Kubanga bwebamanya Katonda, ne batamugulumiza nga Katonda, ne wankubadde okumwebazanga, naye ne bagobereranga ebitali mu mpaka zaabwe. Omutima gwabwe omusirusiru ne guzikirizibwa.
Olidde ekyaliwo.
You've heard what happened?
Omutume Paul,
that Apostle Paul,
yatuka e Roma n'atwala Katonda omulamu,
reached Rome and took there the living God.
Ne bakimanya n'okimanya nti waliyo Katonda oyo omulamu
wa ddala. Knew that is that real living God.
Era n'ababuulira ne kukulu eryokusa.
And he told them even the third heaven.
Naye ne bagaana bo ne basigala ku byabwe.
They refused and is stuck on their faith.
Era tebakulimba nti obukatuliki bwali butandikiddeko ku mulamu.
They showed the light to you that Catholicism has ever begun on the right
thing. Bababuulira ekituufu naye ne basalawo ne bakikyangakya.
He told them the right thing, decided to invent their own thing.
Balumi esula esooka olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ebbiri.
Romans 1 verse 22.
Bwe beeyita ab'amagezi so nga basirwala, ne bawanyisa ekitiibwa kya Katonda ataggwaawo okufaanana ekifaananyi ky'omuntu aggwaawo.
Omumubawanyisa ne zipulaneti zonna.
Here they exchanged, including all planets.
Balandika oziwa amannya g'obwo.
And they began to name them after their devils, the fallen angels.
Balumi esula esooka olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ssatu.
Romans 1 verse 23.
Ne bawanyisa ekitiibwa kya Katonda ataggwaawo okufaanana ekifaananyi ky'omuntu aggwaawo n'ekyebibuuka n'ekyebirina amagulu ana n'ekyebyewalula. Katonda kye yava abawaayo eri obugwagwa mu kwegomba kw'emitima gyabwe okwonoonanga ekitiibwa ky'emibiri gyabwe bokka na bokka. Kubanga amazima ga Katonda bagawanyisaamu obulimba ne basinzanga ne baweerezanga ekitonde okusinga omutonzi eyeebazibwa emirembe n'emirembe amiina. Katonda kye yava abawaayo eri okukwatibwa okw'ensonyi kubanga abakazi baabwe baawanyisa ekikolwa kyabwe eky'obuzaaliranwa ne bakifuula ekitali kya buzaaliranwa.
Akati abakazi ndowooza oyo byebaata
instead of going with the men, they began to go to women with their women, or to sell themselves in that way. Others went with animals. Even others, they commanded their husbands leave the rightful place to go to the wrong place. Now homosexuality got to be invented from there. The woman told the man, leave this part, let's try the other part. And foolishness got more in that, like that. For the man left the rightful position and went to the wrong place. Which has to release other things, he went to that place. Women were the first to tell their husband when Venus possessed them. They said, leave that part, let's try this part. You turn the gun to here. And they did many other wild things. Even others got the mouth to eat and they targeted their guns there. Venus was the one possessing them, spreading of things.
Balumi esula esooka olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omusanvu.
Romans 1 verse 27.
Era n'abasajja baabwe bwe batyo bwe baleka ekikolwa eky'omukazi eky'obuzaaliranwa ne baakanga mu kwegomba kwabwe bokka na bokka abasajja n'abasajja.
Owulidde ebyaddirira.
You hear what came next?
Ayo no Venus ono n'ekibinja ki?
Venus and his group.
Bwe bw'oba olaba ebintu by'ekisirusiru.
You see foolish things.
Bye bayita love ku nsi kuno.
Which they call love on this world.
Omanyirawo oyo ekibinja ky'aba Venus
bye bali mwe. You know the groups of Venus are in charge and possessing those people.
Uyu fulani angel
both that second horn of fallen angel among the horns of the beast. The one inventing every act of
lust
with these big brother programs that blue movies and many others.
Love story.
The love story. That Venus is behind them. And they put evil wisdom in the minds of people. And the person of his wisdom knew in their mind. And it has knocked their minds. Yes.
When
this actor that I put on a blue movie, it will work for me. And they have corrupted you. Romans 1 verse 27.
Ne bakanga mu kwegomba kwabwe bokana bokka, abasajja n'abasajja nga bakolagana ng'ebitasaana, era nga baweebwa mu bo bokka empeera eyo esaanira okwonoona kwabwe, era nga be batakkiriza kubeera ne Katonda mu magezi gaabwe. Katonda yabawaayo eri omwoyo ogw'obugwagwa okukola ng'ebitasaana.
Omwoyo gw'obugwagwa ogumanyi.
The spirit of depravity, do you know that?
Venus.
That is Venus.
Oyo nno yasinzibwa nga Katonda mu bitundu byeyo.
He was worshipped as God in those places.
Njagala okukakasa.
What I want to prove.
Almost abantu mu nsi bamusinza.
Almost people in the world worship Venus.
99.
Kubanga n'alokosebwa oba okyali mu kulaba bifirimu firimu. Even the ones born again still watch those foolish films. I hear you're seeking for appetite by watching those funny films.
You've
not yet gotten born again where
you are
prayed over by the spirit of Venus that you're looking for appetite. My friend, did not God create those parts? Can't he give you appetite? And you look for foolish movies that you're looking for appetite? Romans
1:29. Obubi, okwegomba, etima, ngabajjudde obujja, obusi, okuyomba, obukuusa, enge, abageya, abalyolyoma, abakyawa Katonda, abekyejo, abamalala, abenyumiriza, abayiye ebigambo ebibi, abatawulira.
Venus n'okuyiya ebigambo ebibi.
Venus with inventing evil words.
Owulira ebigambo byonna eby'okuwemula.
You hear those words of speaking vulgar?
Gulooza abantu baabijjawo.
You think people got them from where?
Venus oyo.
Venus.
Ya agama katidile chundu chiriche wabise ko chiva kwesi.
You say,
ochivume munno.
Get the part you've covered and abuse it to your friends.
And
after speaking
it,
and they give you peace, you feel relieved.
But
they see you like an old iron, you have to speak vulgar. First people, the first speaks.
First
one to three. They see you like an hot iron. Speak vulgar quick. And you invent words every day, vulgar words.
Balumi, ekisoka, esula esoka.
Katuddeyo wali eri olw'obudde. Ojajimalayo naye nga omutume Paulo bw'atuuka e Roma.
When Apostle Paul reached Rome,
yasiŋŋana bano basinza ba Katonda.
He formed these worshiping those gods.
Wabula, buno bu Katonda buno babu Sitaani.
These devils.
Bwa malayika obwabwe.
Of the fallen angels.
Bwate businzibwa Roma wokka.
They were not worshiped only in Rome.
Mu nsi yonna.
In the entire world.
Kubanga bw'otunuulira obukwagwa bw'amawanga ag'enjawulo.
When you look at the depravity of different nations.
Bano ba Venus baabeeranga n'amannya ag'enjawulo mu bifulumbo eby'enjawulo.
Had different names in different places of the world.
Okusinziira ku buli ggwanga n'olulimi lwabyo.
Nations and their language.
Tovola abawamba okuva mu buli ggwanga ennimi n'ebika.
That's why they capture through nations, clans and languages.
Tuzeeyo wali tulabe ebya
Venus.
Venus is the goddess of beauty.
bino byakwebiura byura twabira byejjo
beautifying yourself you saw it yesterday
kuzimura ndi katonda teyakutonda bulungi nosala ko obusiga nowandika
ko break you with the well eyelashes and you cut them off and write new ones there
nemi mwanot ngatuli mativu nondo
even the lips you paint on them
nokwate njalo bana usikuzoti
you get your nails and make them grow tall
atino usiga bulicho yaga
you paint them everything you want
obulungi
beauty is not wrong
naye andi waliyo obulungi obutali bwa katonda
there is beauty which is not godly
kubanga omala okukola watu ate nakugamba jise wabweni
after you do that they tell you expose them outside
nagamba gendo sigechi ekisambi kimyuke bulungi
and they tell you go paint your thigh very well
ate omala okimyola nakugwa kasikati akamba
they give you a short skirt to expose it
usobolo kubulira enjiri
that you can preach their gospel
no questions about
and to stumble the young ones
abatomo kukiriza
katonda younger in faith and believe in God
ati uyubi ayagala nye ebintu ebi
that's loves of
no bera munda bidwa munga tova ngabula kutomo muzimu kukwatide munda
demons captured you on the mirror
umukaza arwao no kutuka kangubulire obakusoma obakumuli mwali munda bidwa
bya man delays to reach even work or in school they are in a mirror in the home
ari na Venus amgamba tonda banyirira
Venus is telling them you have not yet looked nice
wa abantu de wanonga tusoma
they sit as we start
to turubox Venus amgambi deyo na bobo chanyu
Venus tells them you're no more looking nice
katonda cha baba funana muisaya sura yo kubi
what accuse them in Isaiah 2
sura ya kubi ya
Isaiah 3
Sato 10 na mukaga na kupira.
Isaiah 362 down.
Ntibajja ne mikuduru nenda biruwa mukuru kobusiyo na mukungana
and the tool box in the synagogue.
Nebatamburanga ba waluru obugatu
bali.
Nga Venus kya bakola.
And Venus is
bana balenzinga bachuka bati.
And the boys are standing.
Baba kumulamwa gwaka tulone badda kweli.
Get from the track of God and God will things.
Atiya yakala bintu byokwe yonja no suka kwecho katonda cha kusubira kubera.
Things of beautify yourself to go beyond what God expects.
Newe yonja no tupo kuwemura.
And you reach to reaching to speak vulgar and act like one.
Bubera muna bwa moji, bera muno to olufi no no
luje. You begin to take care every side for hours.
Gori muri eh. Akasi
the eyelash
no kasangu
and you cut it off first
no andika
and you write a new one
no kajapo
and you get it off
no zapo
and you paint back and you got the lips
sangura
you paint on it you remove it
no take amo mad
and you put
no
kajapo you get it
no leto bula
you bring new ones
no dapo kone
you go on your ankle
karate na basa jamu mwatandise bitu
in some men have begun the things
Sipanye pena tikiya bakoza
to what Venus did to you people.
Omoyo kukwatira munda bidwa munde
we unja. Captures in the mirror you.
Sipa munda bidwa.
Why should I lift the mirror?
Umami wakusingane zitamu nakgamba ko
when the husband finds you and he tells you.
Mse chimbe.
Do you leave me alone?
Mchana
my wife
nakula natusiwa ni sawe mwetu isema begangoni munda biruwa
and you are in the mirror up to now
simanyo babi mutuka nokweke bire bitundu byawe
I don't know whether you reach to check even your other parts there
katulewa na even as we have a
faith but Venus should live the
way we know
the spirit of immorality purify yourself in the body and the spirit still dirty is not right
banga mupite chisoka sura yokusat
first Peter chapter 3
agama nto buyonjo bwa buyonjo bwa bachala bulimo kubo bwoku
he said that the beauty of a woman should be external beauty
nebulio bwaji
but the inner beauty
mutima mundango oli mutukuvu kunguru werongo setuganye
wako ni
somo abantu obudo maziko echo omuntu wa munda
afagwa time on the body your inner man is dying and finishing
woli kubusigo okukora bulijo yakara
I lashes doing everything one of them
every no setting as no no
set here every time
Goddess of fertility.
Eh kakati twakulabiyeke ebintu
ebi we stole things from you.
Engeri jagende linasiba ngatozala.
How Venus blocks women not to give birth.
Sindikamu mubakawe na ingire ngatozala.
Sent the messenger into a woman and
never. Ndinokela musabone befura bakusumulura.
It going to shrine the claim to have set you free. that they give you a child. We saw that. But
they,
no child they have given
you.
They go and block the man's egg never to reach the one of the woman.
A
fallen thing is the woman swallowing every egg which comes of a man. When you go to the shrine, they claim to give a child. And be careful. If you are so in their system, that fallen angel they put it to block your fertility. Can go and act to be a child you have given birth to. And you birth a child which is so amazing. Others say, I gave birth a child and a snake at the same time. I gave birth a child and a whole lion. That's what is in Genesis 6. The giants who were given birth. I think you revealed how they did it. That God blocks fertility in a woman. When
priests
ask them to give a child and they act to have given a child, yet the other spirit, what gets out or goes to become a child in you.
Birth
a child who can drink milk from the kettle and you find a full kettle of milk when it's empty. These that I gave birth to a stream.
Goddess of victory.
Now
you had churches of victory. Be very careful. When we see the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and the churches,
one day,
a church with what they call victory or miracle, whether it's a building or a human being, church called miracle must be a person, there may be two or three. It's a specific gift upon you as church, you the person. It's not a building and not
pure
fellowship in that building to be a miracle.
Victor,
they are the victory.
But victory.
Now Venus is in charge of those victory things.
You
want to make it through
to be one
of things of this world? Nothing.
You say
too much tears. Stretch your eyes. Venus likes that.
But
they want to make a score on God.
That
God cannot freely give you.
They
want to fight on your own and
you
claim I did with my strength. God says freely you're given, freely gave. What else does Venus do?
Venus is the goddess of prostitution.
Prostitutions.
Prostitutes
are not alone.
Fallen angel, mkuru amanyidwa nga Venus.
Fallen angels led by Venus as a chief fallen angel. Makes herself as a woman. She's the one leading the prostitutes. Like we heard yesterday.
And another
can do with 10-30 men. But they don't feel anything. And they don't get even sick.
Do you
wonder?
Oh no, yeah.
This one.
Wow,
where they met. And they too who got there.
Not did they
get a sugar cane they chewed last week. And they chew as they cast out.
Now we know
what you do get the same thing chew. He first takes away shame from them.
No question, you
can anything of
being
and
this
is something of God.
They take
that feeling from you. And don't have it.
They are possessed besides
they are possessed both sides.
Atunda na
the one who sells and the one who buys. You find out the
street.
We are passing with Pastor Gilton. At Natete. And they tell us,
give us the
matoke and we say we exchange. Very foolish words. Is that food?
But
who gives them what they speak?
Can
you expect you have understood well? When you say prostitutes,
no,
you have to attack Venus and
who
have fallen angels in that system.
Angels
set free the Ugandans and the entire world from prostitution. But they are not alone, they are possessed. A person who is normal, you can see that. Is this a moving? Jealousy for them, they have no jealousy. They have no jealousy. Let's go. And when you marry someone who got from prostitution, first proof they totally got healed of and
them.
The other spirit abandoned them totally.
But
they can look just at you like this. You go with them and look at you like that. They have no love, nothing. Yes, they will be saved, that a girl will be saved. But prove they have totally gotten healed. You have been a male prostitute, prove you have gotten healed. Those are men you find out they're like a terrorist.
They
play football, you want to shoot bullets. Shoot ball game.
They're
very hard people.
Goddess of desire.
Desiring and lasting. You feel your lasting excessively. You know the problem you have is behind you, someone is hitting you with that fire of lust. You begin a little and they stare in fire and the lust is increasing. You begin to look everywhere.
I
buy a prostitute, but I'm not well.
Goddess of prosperity.
These
people want prosperity. Churches pray for prosperity. This is what we call P5 these days in Uganda.
They want
things and Venus is on them.
What you
to eat the world, exist on the world. They make you get lost on that, you never seek heaven. The gospel from America of finances. Venus is the one
in charge.
Fallen angels supposed to be there. If you pray within them, they give you.
You
not there to seek for God, it never appeared. And the seeking of those God's changes
is
not in looking in the book of the law. But you seek him not to be a car. I need to travel. I need this.
No,
who affronted that gospel and fight on yourself.
Venus is born of sea form.
He was something which
is
fake. The first body appeared through. It was fake. It was made from under the ocean. Like you see the mermaids. He was the first to have a fulfilled body of human beings. Like what they first made in Genesis 6. Angels made body came married in the children of men. We speak of the fallen angels.
Venus, Satan's daughter, was born of Siphon, of his several testicles, which his brother Jupiter cut off.
All these Saturn, Jupiter, we see them as planets. Jupiter is there and Saturn is there. Now Saturn, one of the 10 major fallen angels, he possessed one person on this world who used this body. Now when he gave birth, the one they gave birth to, was possessed by Jupiter. But when he saw the state that the body had was going to die, he got those attachments and they went under the ocean and they faked the body of Venus. I don't know where you understood the drama which happened.
Planet Earth. According to God, earth is the only inhabitable part of flesh with blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God
speaks in Proverbs 8 concerning its planet. In Proverbs
8, 30-31,
he speaks of it as the only half where flesh and blood can reside. And
whether
in Genesis 1, verses 9, to reach into 13,
yes,
praise Jesus.
If you want
to reach 31,
and
you know how creations were put within there, spoken of it as fallen angels,
bagamba,
they say that this is their farm. And they see human beings on earth and all creations on it. They see them as vessels for them to get blood from.
For
in that blood there is a little life, which they try to look for, because they finish to cease to have life of outliving all days. And they know anytime the lake of fire will be cast there, for they were cut off from the life called Christ Jesus, which we know as John 14:6, Jesus is the life, is the way and the truth. Now cut from him and chased from there. For we know in John 15, Jesus is the true vine and we are branches. That which never bears fruit is cut off. All fallen angels were cut from Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now they can no more access life from Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the other, in Revelation 12, verse 7-11, the war affected them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Revelation 12:7-11, the war which chased these angels from heaven, it affected them very dangerously.
And
some of them appeared with big heads, others the wings were cut off them. They got a very serious problem.
So
they tried to gather the body they have to appear
back.
They must come seek life which is in the body of the creations along the earth. And they join in and get and make bodies of themselves. Some of
those
films appear like that, alike.
Jupiter
ascending. You'll see how they make bodies for themselves.
We're
going to read one scripture, and you discover why they call planet Earth their farm. Every creation upon planet Earth, whether insect or animal or human being, it has life, the life of Jesus. Life is in the blood of those creations. That's why the word sacrifice, they use it so much.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
They
don't take the color of the blood.
No,
in that blood of yours there is a little life. It's what they gather from their
sacrifice.
Genesis chapter 9, verses 4.
Luberebelie esula ya mwenda olunyiriri olwokuna.
Genesis 9 verse 4.
Naye ennyama awamu n'obulamu bwayo omusaayi gwayo temugiryanga. Era omusaayi gwammwe ogw'obulamu bwammwe siremenga kuguvunaana eri buli nsolo, naaguvunaananga eri omuntu, eri buli muganda w'omuntu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti mu musaayi gwo.
But in your blood.
Mulimu obulamu obulimu.
There is a little life within it.
Obubanoonya.
That's what they are looking for.
Kati kyovula bayita ensi eno planet earth bagiyita farm.
That's why they call planet earth their farm.
Nga bw'onaabeera ne farm yo ng'erimu endiga.
Like you'll have your farm and have sheep, goat.
Ng'eri eyo.
And it's up there.
Kati y'ensi eno.
That is this planet.
Era basalawo okukuumira abalimu ng'abali mu kizikiza era mu
kkomera. And they decided to keep they who are in it as in darkness and people in prison.
Nga bw'okuuma ensolo zo mu kkomera.
Like you keep your animals in prison.
N'obutamanyi eno gy'osala enkya oba eri.
You know that this is what you cut tomorrow or the other.
Kati bo bwe batyo bamanyi ensi eno.
That's how they take this planet.
Era basalawo bagikwase Jezebel.
And they decided to hand it over to Jezebel.
Ayitibwa Gaia.
We don't know as Gaia.
Manyanga, tusoma Uranus.
We shall know as we study Uranus.
Ono kubatiro kuita Mother Earth.
This is the one they call usually Mother Earth.
Sio kubatu merinye.
She was named after Earth.
Nina we mizizo jone
yes. The mother of all abominations of the world.
Yesu yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Na yenga lwaki yakola kino.
But why did she do this?
Ye yalino kubanga atwala chituita universe chonna.
The one supposed to take all over the entire universe.
Na ye bakola combination ne Uranus.
But they made a combination with Uranus.
Uranus nabanga yatutte universe eri waguru yonna.
Uranus took over the entire universe up there.
Nakirizo okumuwasha.
And accepted to be married.
Ajira mukumirawo nga balinda kitani.
That they can be watching and keeping heart as they were the husband the devil.
Olidde katemba aliye.
You had the drama there.
Naye nga tujja kubyetegereza gye bujja.
We shall look at that ahead.
Bwe tunaatuuka okulaba emanyiddwa nga planet Uranus.
When we wish to see what is known as planet Uranus.
Yes, yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Katugende ku planet endala.
Let's go to another planet.
Manyiddwa nga planet Mars.
Known as planet Mars.
Era webuze n'ekibuuzo.
And ask yourself a question.
Mars yani.
Who is Mars?
Yes, yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Twagala kuyita mu bwangu.
We want to pass through quick.
Jukira bano betusoma ba 10 major foreign angels.
Remember this, we studied the 10 major foreign angels.
Ababurwa mu planet sizino.
Out of which they named themselves after the planets.
Oba abazigabana.
Or they would share them among themselves.
Kusubuluka kasaba ndonti bebazitondera zabo.
Can prove to, in order to prove people that they created them and they own them.
Buli planet iyo jobera olaba.
Every planet you see right there.
Foreign angel yo gobabula mu erinnyo bagwe batuma erinnyo.
That foreign angel they named it after.
Namajege gabera gasibuko okwo.
Even the armies of that angel gets from that place.
Yebanga base ya.
It appears as their base.
Mm-hmm. Mars was the Roman god of war.
This one is of war. You have to be very careful. People who changed our spiritual wars. This fourth horn, this fallen angel.
Is
the one who changed our spiritual wars. He did what? He told us to send demons to the deserts. In the deserts.
But
the Lord tells us to send him the bottomless pit. And it is said,
you
can't enter a strong man's house and you destroy his works.
Except
when you first captured and bound them. Now, as we send in the deserts, we
stand
in the oceans and the
waterways.
This one is the one who changed our spiritual wars. And they made us beat space. In the same way.
He's
the one who exchanged that we are fighting with demons of the dead. Yet we wrestle not with flesh and blood. But with principalities. People we fight with.
They
have never been in flesh and blood. These are fallen angels. Who appears demons of the clans. They appear as your late relatives that they come back to you. Yet our dead relatives who left this body, if they have not gone to heaven, they are in hell and they can't get out of there. Now Mars changed the wars and told us, you dreamt your dead forefather attacked you, now strike them. And you strike
with
another is in hell that is beaten. Now you are beating them through warfare here.
kubanga enjiri y'obulokozi
for the gospel of salvation
kwengeza neraga nti emizimu giri wano
if it shows demons on this world
eberaga gena teriyo
then it shows hell is not existing and it shows that in hell demons get out of there.
Yes.
The person should see they will be cast in hell, they will run from there. Now we change these walls and
it's
put on walls which are not right. Begin to fire your
body
and you fire your
body
to uproot you from that position.
Oh no.
Mars is the one behind that.
Yari muntalo za mawanga zora
the one in the wars of nations
baro anagana mawanga na mawanga yebo akungana yo msai
nation as Mars is gathering blood
akunganya mu rubyo buramu
God bless life
anyumiro ebintu byeta
enjoys wars
mwinja nokwa muri awo munyuma na munyumya
and you chatting
ne mutandikira
and you begin right there battling
noko nako bakonyi kumuna akati kwa kone
why have you not
told
me and Mars is possessed them
busi butojja ku
you not pray with me
ne mutandika
get to beat each other like that
buli omuna ali nyibwako gwali
fallen angel who possessed one specific fallen angel
ava mu kibinji ekyo
from that group
ne bali okaba kubagana paka musayi
get to beat each other as if they shed blood
mumara kuiwa musayi ne muli
you first pour blood and you get back
why
have we been fighting
oroji afunyimu
now he is profiting
anyumiro ebintu bya masasi bana
enjoy things of bullets and shooting
ekwanga lino lyalumbye linne wali
this nation has attacked another
byabera mwebi
Mars is in those things
akunganya musayi
got that blood
ono yakulembede muze mulira bomuze bakola zebeta satan
the one spearheading bombs that make the missiles they call
satan one satan two
satan one satan
two bano baba wa magezi ke byokumansa
bano is the one who gives them this wisdom to do the things
bano foreign angels meet aba alien
the fallen angels we call alien
bebali po bintu byotegeke entalo ziri
once in peace of preparing wars
bava mchibinja jani
they came from the group of who They came from the Michaels. When you see what's beginning, you know Mars are present. They go trouble another. Stare them against another. This one too, they do the same. And they stare them. You can beat them. And they make a boundary. If you are a man, you go beyond this line. You see nations arising, you don't know who is staring them.
Bible
when it speaks Revelation 18,
it
says the world is full of demons.
But
they work in different ways. Now
you
who's been out there,
that
you are studying demons. Namuzinda. If you want to know, read and study these things. That demon you're studying comes from whose group, you don't know. But you are there filled with demons in your heart. One by one. Name of demons.
So when we get them
in their groups and we know they are all devils.
Mars is second important like Jupiter.
They
love him just as they love Jupiter. You know he's also a major fallen angel. If you see wars, and God
won't
tell you Matthew 24 that the signs which you show is coming, that the endless wars. For in those days, they will need much life. Now they put wars and a profit out of them.
You
see people in the strategies of wars. They sit in off the meetings and they say we want this nation and the other to fight. Now those heads who of the politics
they
sit with these fallen angels and Mars gives them a program and they
say,
you want this nation and this to fight that we gather blood for you. You see people are risen against each other. They are so ashy, no more know you. But you're cutting each other.
To another
is something toothy.
You're
all matching to kill each other. What is wrong?
The man
have reached the village, possessed all people.
When they
cut the head, they gather life as it's still hot. But they don't want things to
be cold.
Life gets cold, it vanishes to the wind. They want it when it's still hot. For life is hot and heating.
You know,
life.
When,
don't you see blood having that smoke? Life is vanishing from it and remains a dry thing, blood.
Mars was a god of war and agricultural guardian.
He's so much into agriculture. If you want to be with a guardian of you see, they have bewitched all your garden.
When
you see that drama, you beat these Mars. Did you hear another went to your garden and got dry? And the others are well? Now they make this one's garden dry and so and so bewitched it. And you begin to fight.
Want
so much things of agriculture. What else are they into?
A combination.
They want so much combinations. Get this, join it with this. When you see those films of politics,
the
across them to advise them wrongly, and they join things which cause problems to us. They can fight a war indirectly, and they join different things, and they give you to eat, and you
own,
and they take the life.
Now
the big pig you hear, you're going to eat them, die very early.
The Mars
are behind this.
Now,
when you see people
they're
into joining things.
Let's join
iron and this one, see what will come out.
Let's
make an army which is artificial. With chemical. And we see how the army will fight.
Since
you see, but there are fallen angels involved in doing those things with them. Now you see America, it has armies and they're not human beings.
Although
they were human beings,
and
injected chemicals and then they became something else.
This
Mars,
themselves.
They make positions of these terrorists who put bombs on themselves.
And
determined
Jana
and he blows a bomb in the people.
The
Mars do things of joining.
Mm-hmm. Mars is a military god in the region of Roman army.
But
we worked in the entire world up to today.
This
you say of God, spiritual warfare. Understand what you're fighting with. The group of the Mars. They who came from the group of Michael. Among the fallen angels. In that group, though they are mixed. They can change your spiritual warfare and they make you dream your neighbor is holding a panga chasing you, and you to begin to attack them,
it
is praying evil for me, let me pray evil for them, and you fight each other.
Empananazino zemura mukanisa
he trade is in charge
kundi asabira munne ebirale
ebibi so praise evil for another
leba bitadde wabo
they must put them in place.
His symbol was the spear of Mars and shield.
Olide abira ngabo ye no no
reform spear and shield.
So was amasabo galaba
I think you see shrines
atesigo kagali eri
and not only that
ago mu aga age agebye
the shrines out there.
Naye kakati nga namugongo shrine ya mafumo jagasi
even namugongo shrine you'll find the spears there.
Obaba papa batambula nebi ebintu bilinga mafumo
works with things like spears.
Waluone banabi abafu butuseyo kampano
the prophets who have arisen even now
ujasingane fumo awo
you'll find a spear aside of his
kundebe yenga zeto mafumo
there is a spear
mpulira yombo mbonye
I hear mbonye
ujarabe tebeze
mafumo ngagadi awo he sit there spears on the side
gomanya tasuse kuragana maz
is not excited to work with the maz.
Planet Jupiter.
Tugenze ku planet Jupiter.
We've gone to planet Jupiter.
Planet ya kumekao
ya kutano
planet yokutano oyo eliyo yejembe eliyo kutano
this is the fifth horn
oba for an angel yokutano kwali kubali ya 10 amanyidwa nga Jupiter
known as Jupiter
batubuze ekibuzo wansi Jupiter yani
cast a question down who is Jupiter.
Jupiter is the supreme god of the Roman Pantheon.
Muchibinja chaba katonda
in the groups of the gods
amanyidwa nga yasinga.
All the gods of people or religion collectively. He is called Dai's pastor.
Dai Pata. Bi omuva betuita ba Peter.
Out of them come the Peter.
Bidinyalo disabire.
You pray for your name. Jupiter, let's.
Batudiremu ku
Jupiter.
Jupiter is the supreme god of the Roman Pantheon.
Yerno ye katonda yali amanyiddwa ennyo.
He was the supreme god.
Yetuogera ku god yomunene.
We speak of the small gods. They claim to be small gods.
He is called Daipata. Shining Father.
It means what?
Shining Father. Tata masa masa.
He is a shining father. Not the one in heaven. You know, you speak everything guilt, glittering is God who has come.
He
is in faking and visiting in glimmer, glittering things. You may see
God has
come in different glamour. And you say, God visited me.
He
wants to appear in things glittering. They always shine on the forehead. When you look, you say, the Father in heaven has visited me. That's why you are with God, you don't understand that God visited me. Be careful, for most have never even seen of God. You see this fallen angel, the fifth Jupiter. And they love so much to call themselves father. They can say, I am your father.
This
day, they come on the hills, they pray on the mountains. And different and they come. I am your father. I gave you the sign. On the prayer mountain in Uganda, they come officially, physically. They come on the heads. And the Christ first goes off. And he comes. I am your father. As you
die,
Jesus too is on the other. I am the one who died for Jesus. And that the Holy Spirit who is the right. You will follow the problem. For Jupiter is the 50 fallen angel among the major, known as 10 horns, appearing like a father in the image of the Father. And he comes glittering and he acts like Jesus. And you see, and when you look so much to him, you see the jaw has holes. I want you say what is
God.
You have to prove you understand what you want to see. For this one is a one man, he can fake the image of Christ. The one of the Father. And they put a glittering appearance upon
him.
And you think God has visited you.
Even
things are shining around.
Now
when they appear to you and you saw them, what they tell you is what surprises you. If you can check them.
Mm-hmm.
He is a God of light and sky.
You hear? Light and sky.
He
can take you at Jupiter planet and he shows you heaven.
What we said that?
And you've reached heaven.
And
if you dreamed heaven and
there
is a drainage flowing, you know you are taken to
Jupiter.
All his things is done at Jupiter. Jupiter is one of the biggest planets. Very bigger than planet Earth many times. Now he partitioned it in different parts he wants. He's there with his fallen angels. 1.7 trillion fallen angels. This is where they fake heaven.
This is
where they have taken the other steel building. And they take you. And Jesus led me. And the Father was very old. Where did you pass to go to there? We pass in the heaven, in the sky. Which heaven and which one?
Don't
ask me much, you are in heaven. You know, Jupiter faked a message your way. He came from which group? Revelation. These are Gabriels.
Fake a message.
All messages so far you have
gotten,
which are created religions you see which are different, and the different beliefs. Jupiter has been in the system.
Mm-hmm.
They masquerade as angels of light.
You are
saying in Colossians 11, from verse 12 to 14, they masquerade what they are not. Let's hear. Praise Jesus, brethren. I thank God for removing those systems. But Jupiter had become my friend. And he would come in every color he wanted. But he came in the image of Christ. As he carries me, now I was at the prayer mountain. He takes me at the altar. Pastors prophesy upon me. I see myself seated in heaven. I don't know even what I saw there. They were clothed with flowers like idols. They have poured blood upon me, a full bottle, but his cloth was fire. And it was stole with the other extreme. And they put me in the bosom of his, and I cried, they make me keep quiet. They told them who are with me, take care of this one so much. This is entire Israel. And I saw Jupiter very beautiful. And I could not sleep through the night without seeing Jupiter. He had told me to spend 8 months on the mountain. He chased me from the job, put me on the prayer mountain, that I see he prepares me for a work. I got happy thinking God is going to be using me myself. My friends, praise Jesus who has saved us. After he took me at an island, and that's where I was going to die from. I slept for a couple of months at the highlands, but I slept at the lakeside, and the rain will fall on me, and the drainage water passes me. I'm interceding that they need to be a ministry in that place. There are times they took me that I spent a week without leaving, but I was in the water, and I knew I was with God on the water, and I don't fear. I will praise myself, but thank God for truth. And they made every kind of
troubles.
They took her far in the eastern Uganda in Busoga. And they made her watch over some places that she's going to put a powerful church there. Yet there was nothing like provision there. They had told me if I build a church, I call it Living Glory. They told me I was going to put the church in the city of Kampala. Which church? The building. They had told me a building. I go build a building and build a church for Christ.
Now,
the Church of Christ wants us to build his people. A church without spot nor wrinkle. Buildings are synagogues of a church. And we are the church. Many people have been visited by Jupiter. And he tells them to build glass churches for him.
And protector of the state and its laws.
When he gives you commands, if you dare break them. He's the one who gave laws which watch over clans of the nation that if he tells you don't eat a specific animal and you eat it, they can beat you and you wonder. If they tell you fast 4 days and you refuse and you made a covenant with them, they begin to beat you, can even die. But they make you fast things which you don't understand. You see this world claiming this is my totem. They get sick.
The state
and the laws they have given you, if they break them, you'll see me.
They
tell you your totem is dog if you eat it. You see beatings coming your way.
He's
claimed to be in the gods. He's the one in the clan things. And the laws responsible over those clans. The child of this clan, we dedicate them in this time. He is the one who put them there.
Now
he's kept those things up to today. Even some of you get born again, but those things still have a grip over you. If I eat my totem, I get sick. I begin to feel boils on my skin. The law of every state which gave you the clans. When you break them, it beats you.
But
we in Christ Jesus, we are more powerful. We eat, break all his laws.
And
remain living.
We
take off those names, the claims of the clan.
Cast them aside
and we remain living in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He is a son of Saturn and a brother of Neptune.
Kakati bano bona bayayi.
These are con men.
Saturn ne Neptune nabo tubalabanga ba bano nabo bona ba ba small gods.
Saturn and Neptune are all small gods.
Wabule bintu bya byayi.
By the things of is fake.
Bwe bayagalangwa arabike jukira bakyusanga mwenda bikazi yabo.
You remember they change always their appearance.
Jupiter bwabaho mulembe guno.
If Jupiter exists this generation,
nga azara Neptune
and gives birth to Neptune.
He's
not begotten.
Wabula kwazara kugamba abali mu muntu oli nga possessing zoli.
But they are in the other person possessing him.
Umwana gwe bazara.
The child they give birth to.
Nga bamutuma mu linya lya funeni angel omukubali abakulu.
Name him after another
angel.
He to come to.
Nga naye azara nga naye bali tumulanga.
Give birth another reigns. You've understood this?
For
this, a farm, everyone wants to reign over their farm.
Mm-hmm.
Planet Saturn. Who is Saturn? In the Greek mythology,
ebyabayogedde matheology tuba tutegeeza eby'eddiini
mean religion here
ebyekika
things of clan
n'ebyennono
and of the norms
in the Greek mythology crowns he was the son of Uranus and Gaia the king of gods
bamuyitanga kabaka wabaki waba katonda
he was called the king of gods
naye nga kyetugezaako okulaga kiri kitya sikama ndi yali akulira katonda kitafuma
is not that he led the father son holy spirit no
baba ndi bakitekangawo nga bamanyuli fallen angel
these knew that this is a fallen angel
iranga agenda maso nokwira ganti katikati yazo kulira bali abala
he moved to claim his camp to lead all the others
jukira buli baba bakuwanga planet yeno jifko
remember when they gave you to reign over this planet
wabakungu nyungu
you were a very honorable
akuma famu yawe
it's you watched over their farm
iranga mukasera kugosala woku bagabirako kutusaya
obobula started to give them of the blood or life
nayono kumulembe kuyafuga nnyo
but this one is generation it rained so much
ate yakunganya obulamu bwali bwo
and he got that much life
bamuita king of gods
it got to be called king of gods
nakulira ba 10 yabo
and he led all the 10
mujeko Jezebel ne Satan
beside Jezebel and the devil
the king of gods God of agriculture and liberation.
Ulideyo naye abera nnyo mu byennimiro. Ebikwatagane n'emiddo gyonna giwamba.
He was so much into agriculture.
Tugambe nti gumuddo ogunaaba obera bwoti ki. Bintu webi.
That when you pass this grass you appear like this and that.
Wefore yatonda we mmere.
Appear to have created food.
N'okuziwa amannya.
And to give them names.
Ati olw'okuba abantu okulya kwabayitirirangako nnyo.
Now because people eating was too much on them.
Olw'ekirwadde ky'enjala.
Because of the sickness of famine.
Bwe bamukyankananyanganga emmere agisa.
When they missed him, he began to destroy all the food and crops.
Nga bakaaba.
And they would cry.
Ng'agimezaamu.
And he makes it grow.
Naye ogoluza ye yamezanga.
You think he's the one who grew it?
Akaza bye bamezezaano ku ngulu.
He makes it dry on the top.
Na buli akagezaako okumera.
And everything which tries to grow.
Akati bwabireka nebikula abantu nebalowooza nti yakuzi.
When he leaves them grow and people think he's made it grow.
Naye temwerabira.
But don't worry.
Sitani yeke nyini nyini.
The devil himself.
Baite banawa kumusiba.
Before he was imprisoned.
Mumujukira muruka esule yokona.
You remember him in Luke 4.
Ne Matthew esule yokona.
In Matthew 4.
Olunyoro soka pakuru kutana.
Verse 1 to 5.
Ngeribu yagama mukama afu Yesu amfukamira muwense.
How he told Jesus to bow to him to give him all this world.
Na Sitani agama mbo yali yamuwe bwana.
And the devil said it had been given him.
Kati abantu bewaye eri mikono je Satan.
People give themselves in the hands of the devil.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kuba rokwe waye bisigadde bayo bayina kwerabirira.
After giving themselves they have to take care of themselves the rest.
Ndonda sokoro sigalanga ameze ebintu byona.
God can remain causing all things grow.
Na yewe mba mwewaye eri mikono je aba bayiganya.
If you commit yourself to the hands of they will torment you.
Abalekero buyinzo okukazi.
He leaves them authority to dry things.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ngabo yagamba Yobu.
Like he told Job.
Ngabo yagamba mulembe gwa Yobu.
Oh, like he told the ear of Job.
Yebisigaddo sobulo bikwatako na Yobu rambwe.
Can touch all the rest but his life.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
So atuke ekiseera olw'okwe wayo mikono gyabwe.
Reach the moment and commit their hands.
Ngaba sobulo kwata ku bintu bya mwenyo.
And they can touch all your things.
N'okutuuka ku mubiri
gwo. Even your body.
the God of the sowing of the seed.
He's
so much into sowing a seed.
Even the
church entered and he brought the seeds which you've been sowing.
And
when he saw, he's the one who watches over your seeds.
God
is not the one who has been answering you as you sow. Who has been answering you?
Satan.
He wants so much in things of his seed.
He
put it and put it in the store. It's for Satan. And as they go saw it, and they say, "We've sold it for our God." You've been sowing churches at seeds. No.
We started
us on Sunday morning. First finish to study the seed of God is the word of God.
We
no more sow seeds of things you are sowing. For Satan and his fallen angels he works with 1.7 trillion. They are the ones who enter the thing of seed within church. And
we
began to say, "I'm sowing to go to nations."
And
they had to see that they fulfilled that.
And
you gave God and he too gave you back. Yet we had him in Job. And he spoke, "Who of you first gave me that I may give him back?" In Job 41:11. I think you remember that. Now the word to be that you first given God that he gives you back.
It's
the blasphemous word in the kingdom of God. For Matthew 10. 7 and 8. He says, "Freely you've been given, freely give." If he gives us, he
said,
"We pray for others free." Now, when did the seed issue come in? Can't you question that? That you first saw
it,
but you have understood who brought it.
It
almost. The devil. For these are his sons. These are his sons.
Planet Uranus.
We
head into Uranus.
It's
the seventh planet.
Who is Uranus?
And Uranus.
Uranus was a Greek primal god, personalizing the sky or heaven.
Oh no. Akati.
Now we took that planet, known as Uranus. But because they agreed,
Jezebel,
Jezebel was on the throne of the devil, and they got married. In their foolish things, not real marriage. Jezebel was to lead all the universe. We know as the heavens and whatever is in it. But
decided
according to Ezekiel 27 that he puts the best under the ocean. And he got Uranus responsible for that planet. And
it took
over what's called the universe. And there's a kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon. If you want to buy, you can go and they sell you a star. Like you heard that there's someone who's bought the sun.
Oh,
he's going to make and get tax from people.
Why? You
can refuse if they put you in all their system.
Already
they have prompted a very dangerous thing. One coin is going to be possessed with someone having all your money.
They
will cut off and you no more argue, they just cut over the money. When all that day is rich, we know what to do. You leave Caesar, take his own, and you remain. coin is going to govern most of people's money. One rich person will govern money like of 10,000 people and they're in one coin. They announced it so much these days. If you want to buy shares, run quick. Things have gone far. Church, we are shouting, but things have gone far. Get out of darkness. Get the light of the word of God. What's moving on your outside shouting? You claim to pray so much, but there's no revelation you get except the one of food.
Mm-hmm. His name in Roman mythology is Silas.
They
knew him as Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. Uranus, or Father Sky.
The Father Sky. This is one messed up all most Bibles. And they begin by saying, in the
beginning,
God created the sky and the world.
They
have taken away what they call heaven. And they want in the people on the world the word heaven to totally get out of people, to leave it. That's why the gospel of heaven, it's hard to find it in church when they explain heaven.
They are on
different things of Venus prosperity.
The
wealth of this world eating the world. With conference, you think there is some understanding there. He is always called Father Sky.
Uganda,
Buganda. And in Uganda, in Buganda,
there
are places where they best work their works. That heaven is called heaven is in Mukono, east side of Uganda.
Then they are
they call Ben Guru.
These are possessed
with they who come from the group of Uranus.
Bani, no go and put it out by the Katonda. Bisaka. I won't nobody which you mean to Uranus.
All these are in the group of Uranus.
He
gives them boldness to speak there to our gods.
But
they were born recently here.
Like
I told you, they give birth and they can't possess that person while young. Others, they possess them right while in the womb. As they give birth, then the things they do and what they see, and they prove them their God.
Mm-hmm. Uranus, or Father Sky, in bracket heaven, was the father and husband of Gaia, Mother Earth.
I think you see their madness.
Mother Earth,
the one they call Mother Earth, known as Jezebel,
universe,
was the one who took over universe,
Queen of Heaven,
the one called Queen of Heaven in the Old Testament.
Started
to come on the earth.
University,
and he got that universe
to take
over sun and the moon and the stars,
and he
gave them this fallen angel known as Uranus, and they married each other. Now Jezebel calls herself Mother Earth. But we
have
to look onto this more. We begin from there how they changed this.
Jezebel
was to take over the entire heaven as you see it. But why did she give it to Uranus?
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall begin from there another time because of time which is gone. I've seen your hands. Praise Jesus, brethren. My question I want to ask, that the devils, have you seen them in their groups? Every Satan knows it, the work of another. Two cannot move together unless they agree. That is Amos 3:3. Tell me who passed with, I tell you your character. Each one knows what the other does. If they fail in any group, they can call another group, which we hear in Daniel 10, 19-21. Gabriel telling Gabriel, we were fighting the prince of the Persians. But after that, the ones of Greek will come. They may have faith because their little tricks and their colleagues have much tricks, and they call the other group to help them. Praise Jesus, brethren.
These
are names of the 10 major fallen angels who work with the devil. Like Jezebel, his right name as was existing and working.
Even
these were their names while they were in heaven. Is that
God,
the sun? Those are fallen angels. You shall see how they have shared the sun. We've seen names of these planets and the works they do. Did Jezebel give them the specific works, or they divided themselves among to do that? We know that Jezebel has the agenda.
And
when you look at the beast in Revelation 13, verse 1-3, the authority of the throne and the power was given to Jezebel. Revelation 17 tells us, and the cup involving whatever they are to do is with Jezebel himself.
Give
them according to groups of angels they came from as
a nation
and their abilities.
That
you, we know you can handle this. And we are giving. And they told them, your armies are these.
You
get from the book of Gabriel
and tactics.
Give them cultists.
Invent
different ways. Get them the ones they imprison what they use. And they told them, keep on to search out many other ways. Already the cup they have, tactics the majors who work with the devil used. They have to study and master them very well. And to invent new ones. To invent other schemes. God bless you. Thank you for coming.